Welcome everybody to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and
Halloween Town.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Erica.
Maria.
Much better, thank you. This is a book
this
podcast.
This is our second take.
Usually, we swear, we spoil, you know the rest. Usually, it's a book podcast. But today, it's our movie episode. That's my favorite thing ever. In the spirit of Halloween and of the spirit of spooky season, this is my first time ever watching this movie.
I didn't know that.
Spooky.
We watched Halloween
skeletons.
Town.
Halloween Town!
Which is on Disney Plus if you haven't watched it.
One of the most iconic, I think, in my opinion, one of the most iconic Disney Channel original movies.
I think it's better than, no, I'm not going to say that.
Well, say it.
No, I'm not going to say it because I don't believe.
Did you know Halloween Town was one of the first Disney Channel original movies ever made?
Wait, what?
This is why I think it's iconic.
Wait, is it really?
Yep.
It's probably one of my favorites.
90 what?
98. Yeah, I looked it up last night.
Feels right.
And I love that the characters are actually like the age of the characters that they're supposed to be.
13-year-old.
You know, like what it used to be back in the day.
Like, not like 21-year-olds playing a 15-year-old these days.
God, movies used to be so good. They used to be so good. So Halloween Town, I had never seen it. Mike had never seen it. I know most of the world has seen it.
You were a Disney kid growing up. You were a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah, but I feel like it is definitely like, I mean, it's like the Hocus Pocus of movies. Everybody turns it on. It's Halloween, right?
Every Halloween I watch it.
Picture this. Halloween's rolling. It's fall.
Oh, my favorite time.
Crisp leaves outside. The air is cool.
Yes.
Chilly, but not cold.
Yes.
You have a sweater on, possibly some flannel pants in the house because you're chilling.
Definitely
you put
a sweater.
On, you get your favorite fall candle.
Yep.
You light that bitch
light
up.
Light that shit up.
You go over to Disney. You turn on your favorite fall Halloween movie. You go to Halloween Town. You put that on. You cuddle under a nice warm blanket. Everything is good. The
life
world
is good.
Nice. And you're in your little bubble of coziness.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this in the last Disney Channel movie we talked about. I think probably Hocus Pocus. But October is the month that every year as a kid I had a very early bedtime. Be in bed by 8.
Yeah.
I would beg my parents every October, let me stay up. Because at 8 o'clock every night during during October was a Halloween-y kind of movie on Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
begged.
They fucking slayed their programming.
I begged. And every night, because especially when Halloween Town was coming, I was like, I have to be up to watch Halloween Town.
Like, was it every Sunday was a new one, though?
I don't think every Sunday. I think it was like once every couple months when a new one would be like getting, you know, promoted.
Before we go too deep into Halloween Town, I want to talk about Halloween. Obviously, it's changed so much, but when I was a kid, it like gives me chills to even think about it. Like getting the pillowcase out of the linen closet, going to my neighbor's house, my dad and my neighbor's dad were like best friends and me and my neighbor were best friends and they would bring out their little fireball like whiskey shots or whatever it was back then and they would walk us around the town.
Yeah.
Everybody would be out. All of the streets like lit and you would go to every house. Somebody would have a chainsaw chasing people
around. Some houses
around.
Were crazier than others. There's always that one house that went all out with all decorations and you're like, I have to get to that house
and you're walking by people with their little masks on. People have wagons. Some people do like hay rides down the street. It was like literally like pure bliss.
Yeah.
I don't know if your school did this, but our school did a thing one year where it was if you were at your house, they would call your house at a certain time. And if you were there at that time, it was like kind of like an incentive to get kids to go back early that you would get like a free lunch the next day or like it was like a winning thing. It was points or
I've
something.
I've never heard of that.
So if you were in your living room and you answered the call and your parent was like, yep, she's here, you would get that thing. My mom never went out on Halloween with us and my mom was like, I got you on that call. So every time they call, she's like, yep, she's right here in the living room. And they'd say, okay, great, and hang up. And I always got the points. Meanwhile, we're at my neighbor's house like partying it up. Or we would go in, like Brian would go into his house and be like, yeah, I'm here. And then we'd just go
leave.
Back out. So
it was like, yeah, what's the incentive to stay in your house?
But like stuff like, it was just so simple.
So Halloween for us, like my area was super flat. My parents' neighborhood is like, it's a lot of houses, it's a lot of kids. And actually our street for Christmas is recognized throughout like New Hampshire as like one of the best streets to visit.
Oh shit.
For
really?
The lights.
Oh,
I love
and
that.
And my dad's house or my parents' house is like the reason, one of the reasons, like
he
does it up that big.
I feel like
does he do it for Halloween?
No, he does so many decorations for Halloween.
Really?
So he's like, so again, the Halloween, like similar Christmas houses are Halloween houses too. Mm. So it's a similar thing where like those houses also go really big for that. They have like full, like some of them have like you walk scenes through. Like,
yeah. Maze.
My dad has like a witch that he puts on the tree that looks like it flew into the witch.
Love that.
He has a Frankenstein that he puts that comes out of the ground.
Nice.
And the Amazon guy one time like did a package and then I also went camping when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And never on actual Halloween, but like the week before.
We would do that too.
And you go to a campsite like that.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's so much fun. It's like tailgating.
And they do
Halloween
like parades with the golf carts and stuff. That's what they did back then. So
you would go to campsites and these people would do, like, it's a lot easier to do a campsite up than your house.
Very true.
So they would do these big like things at the campsites. And then you would go trick-or-treating to all the campsites.
Yeah. That's cute.
And it would be so much easier for parents to. Yeah.
Well, now they're doing that whole like trunk-or-treat where all the parents go
now they do the trunk-or-treat.
Before we talk about the evolution, I do want to hear what was your similar. Wait,
and then they would also have like, you know, like candy bar bingo, and they do like games at the rec hall and like.
Sure.
So
what was your personal like Halloween? Because you said you lived in a flat. Did you go out with friends or did you always go like by yourself?
I don't ever really remember going out with friends. I think I went like once in high school, but like. It
got weird when you got older. It was like, I don't know if I should be trick-or-treating anymore.
I never went with anybody but my parents. I don't remember. Or like cousins.
Well, I was lucky because I had my neighbors. But
yeah.
It was always like a family thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you?
We would always go to the mall. For some reason. We would go to the mall and we'd go to the different stores and they would give us candy at the stores.
No fucking
way. So trick-or-treated the mall.
I've never heard of this in my
life. This is amazing.
And then we would go to different streets. So there were, depending as the years go on, different streets aren't the same anymore. But when I was the youngest, me and Leslie, we would go to these different, and there was one street that my cousins used to live on. And it was all like the like nice houses.
Oh, yeah.
And they would give the full size candy bar.
The full size candy bar,
But I was not near my parents' house. So my parents would drive us.
Wow.
There.
We would do stuff like that too.
I knew I had good in-laws because I found out that they're full candy bar people.
Oh, that's
nice.
Well, here's the thing,
I have good in-laws.
Trick-or-treating is not.
You did good.
Yeah.
Halloween and trick-or-treating isn't what it was though. You don't see that. I mean, we're lucky if where my dad used to live, they were lucky if you get a single kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, really? It died out completely. Dead. It's barely a thing anymore.
Especially during the pandemic.
Do you still get trick-or-treaters? I haven't lived
in a house since COVID. I assume, and
you're,
I kind of live,
any trick-or-treaters.
I live on a hill too.
I'm telling you,
but
though,
my parents' neighborhood is still banging.
There's no way. I feel like it's all dead because they do trunk or treat. They do like events because
and they don't even
scary.
Do it on Halloween either.
Remember
when
the razor thing became a thing? Like that's actually in this movie.
Yeah, the razor
and
blades.
Because I remember like we were all so scared for like no.
I wasn't.
I mean, there was a reason, but I remember the parents being scared and stuff.
I mean, that happens every year.
Yeah,
my parents always went through our candy.
Yeah, it's so funny to me. But even, like, remember Mischief Night was a thing?
No.
Yeah.
Mischief Night, the night before Halloween, when you'd go out and toilet paper people's houses.
I would never.
Oh, you would egg people. And that was huge when we were kids.
No.
Toilet papering houses and egging houses were, like, the thing to do.
I used
to
sit in my bushes with a paintball gun and wish people would come to my house.
We would do manhunts on that night, too.
Oh, yeah. Manhunt was huge.
You guys are menaces.
Damn,
I just
being a kid was
live
so
my
fun.
Life.
Anyway, my point was that like Halloween has
being a kid without
so
a fucking phone.
So this movie,
that's what I was gonna
without
say.
Without a phone,
I know
it's changed without everything.
I know
kids don't care about this magic anymore. It's just like whatever they see on TikTok.
But that's why I think I love this movie so much. Is it brought me?
It
right
brings you back.
Back. So should we do a 60-second? I don't know.
Yeah,
if we
who
have
wants
to?
Do
no,
it.
We don't do 60.
We don't
seconds
do anymore for the movies.
Movies.
We do sometime.
No, sometimes, if we want to. Do you want me to do it? I did it for Princess Diaries.
I think you could do
it.
I could do it.
I mean, just to get. Just to do it. I mean, I hadn't seen the movie, so maybe there's somebody out there who hasn't.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hannah to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated.
What does that mean exactly?
To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women.
On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin.
And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets.
We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me.
We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions.
In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign?
Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
If you're new to this podcast, we do this thing where we attempt to explain an entire plot summary of a book or a movie in 60 seconds or less. This week, Maria's going to do Halloween Town. I realize it's 12 minutes in and we haven't talked about the movie yet, but we warned you at the top. It is what it is. Here we go, Maria. In 3, 2, 1, go.
We are following Marnie, who's our main character, her and her siblings. Her grandma comes every year, and she's always been quirky. Marnie loves all things Halloween, but her mother does not. Her mother does not want her to be anything related to Halloween. Turns out Marnie and her family are witches and warlocks, and they all come from Halloween Town, but Marnie had never known about it. Grandma is needing help from her daughter because there's a bad entity in Halloween Town trying to ruin things. And she's trying to get Marnie's mom to come help. Marnie's mom says, no thanks. Marnie sneaks onto this magical bus, gets them to Halloween Town, and she's finding out about the town, all the people, all the creatures in it. And then we realize who this bad thing is trying to ruin the town. It attacks Marnie's mom and Marnie's grandma. So the kids have to take on the big bad.
15.
Eventually, they get the stuff they need to defeat it. It turns out it was the mayor the whole time. And 10. They restore the light to the jack-o'-lantern, and all is well in Halloween Town.
That was amazing. That was literally perfect. With 5 seconds to spare. Yeah. I loved how the twists were always like, the mayor was the bad guy all along.
You can tell from the makeup. He looks just like him.
Actually, I don't know if you noticed, but he had a bunch of crows in his office. And when they went to the movie theater, there was a crow.
I didn't notice that.
It was like the gate. It was the first. I was like, oh shit, that's a crow. And Mike was like, what? And I was like, he had crows in his office. I don't know how I picked up on that, but that was
weird.
Something that I noticed and wrote down. Yeah, this movie, you could definitely tell it was made in the 90s, but not in a bad way. Like the costumes and stuff still kind of hold up. Like
they're so perfectly simple costumes.
Simple.
A witch,
yeah.
A ghost, and some golem looking thing.
Sometimes. Yeah, like random. I liked the ghost. That was funny. It just felt like every 90s. They don't make them like this anymore.
Do you remember the second movie? So Marnie and Cal are engaged.
Yeah, married in real life.
They're married in real life.
They've been together forever. I don't know if they ever got married.
We talked about this on the Gargoyles episode. But you know how the comms?
Yes. Yeah.
You haven't watched it. But in Halloween Town 2, they have these skulls.
Yeah.
But they can speak into, and the skulls speak to the other person. So I wonder if she saw the skulls for Halloween Town 2 and says,
thought about the comms.
Oh, interesting.
I just thought about that.
That's really interesting. Well, in Halloween Town 1, I love the idea of getting on this like magic school. When she pulled up, I was like, oh, it's Miss Frizzle meets Mary Poppins. She like comes down from like a school bus. And at the beginning, I was just so confused why the mom hated Halloween so much. And it made me really sad. And then I realized, oh, she's a witch. And she doesn't want them to have anything to do with like their heritage.
Yeah. Their father was human, but he's passed away.
I wonder how he died.
It doesn't say.
I know. I wonder if there's more to that.
He could have gotten sick. There's a lot of reasons.
It's not that deep.
Okay. Yeah, it's not
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Imagine the mayor just comes in and kills him.
The mayor's her
father.
The whole
plot was to get this woman back. Because like at the end, when he reveals his reasoning, he's like, you could have been my queen. Yeah. We could have ruled Halloween Town together.
The mayor could get it.
He was hot.
He was kind of
hot. Now looking, like at the time, obviously, like.
Ew.
Ew.
But now.
But now the mayor can get it.
It's like the Charlie Swan thing. It's like, In the beginning, you're an Edward fan. Mm. The minute you hit a little older, you're like, oh, Charlie can get it.
What was his name? Calabar?
Calabar.
I love the name. I call
him Chocolate Bar at the end. Hey, Chocolate Bar.
So 90s.
The 90s
insults were just like.
The brother.
So I was going to say that next. So the brother and sister, I feel like they show the true epitome of 90s sibling, like, just bickering.
Clarissa explains it all. Clarissa and Ferguson. It's the same vibe.
It's like you can win an ugly contest.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
I was going to
so
say, like, good. This movie brings out the joy and the adventure of childhood while also still catering to an adult audience. Yeah. Because there are adult jokes.
It stands the test of time.
There's one joke where the woman is coming back. She's like, oh, I just got back from the headless something. What did she say?
It's like the home for headless people or whatever.
Yeah, the home for headless people. I brought them muffins and then I realized they couldn't eat them.
She's like, poor souls.
And Mike and I laughed so hard at that. I was like, oh my god, imagine showing up with muffins. I was like, no kid is really
a headless
gonna,
retirement home.
I don't think a kid is truly gonna grasp that humor.
No, they just let it go.
Us watching, like, that's so fucking funny to me, and I love that.
A lot of the characters in Halloween Town were so funny. The guy who sells bones, the brooms, the
taxi driver,
the hairdresser. When he gets shaved in the back of the head, hair looks exactly. So he goes, I can kind of rock this. Yeah, baby.
That's so true. It's not, just the humor was really
the
good.
The taxi driver, the Bones taxi driver was a robot.
It was? I wondered if it was like puppeteering.
Yeah, I was going to ask about robot. That. So was he being manipulated then when he turned bad? Because then he was good at the end. I was
I think he was Calabar's minion.
Oh, okay. That was a little like
which
not
so
sure.
I can't remember the kid's name now. I don't know why. I just watched it last night. But
I know, me too. And I couldn't tell you. The little boy?
What's the little boy's name? That was like a little troll and got pretty.
Oh.
Next to Calabar.
It wasn't Luke.
Luke.
Was it Luke?
Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him. Same him. He was working for Calabar.
And that was such a good little twist there and a cute moment at the end. I almost teared up. I was like, aw.
He just wanted to be pretty.
I know. I get it. When the ghost was going in the sweat box, Mike said, oh my God, he's going to turn into a ghost or strudel. And I almost turned it off and went upstairs. I was like, I'm done.
Michael and his dad jokes. I can't.
Oh, I do have his notes. Should I read him?
Already?
I can wait.
No, I guess go.
We're in
all
it.
Right. Yeah, because I feel like we're gonna have some topics off of this. Maybe I don't know. We'll see what he said.
We'll see what he said.
It's my first time reading this. If you've been with us on our movie episodes, Mike and I watch the movies together mostly so he could tell me the ending when
Mike is her husband. For those who don't know,
when I inevitably fall asleep. This time I stayed awake the whole time.
Yay!
So he writes these notes. I haven't read them. Let's read them together. I'm a little surprised I've never seen this. Same. 30 seconds in, and Kristen couldn't be sipping her Coke any louder. What a dick. Okay, moving on from that one. Debbie Reynolds isn't related to Ryan Reynolds. Bummer. Yeah, when Debbie Reynolds' name came up, I said out loud.
Carrie Fisher's mother.
Who?
That's Carrie Fisher. That's where I know her from.
Mm. Oh my God. I knew her from somewhere.
So her name popped up on the screen at the same time Mike and I went, Debbie Reynolds. And then I was like, oh my God, I love her because I know her in other things. And he was like, wait, maybe I don't know who that is. I was like, why did you say that? He thought she was related to Ryan Reynolds. What an idiot.
Carrie Fisher.
Didn't know that. Love the 90s outfits. Outfits are the best.
They're so good.
I just want to go back. Did that witch flying in on the magic school bus remind anyone of Miss Frizzle? He must have heard me say that. That youngest brother needs a swirly.
No, not a swirly.
Swirly.
The redheaded mother character sucks. Oh, he really hated the mom. Even at the end when she was, I was like, no, it's good in the end. He's
you
like,
know
no,
what
I hate
sucks
her.
About Disney? And like, let's have a sidebar here.
Yeah, yeah, I love
the
sidebar.
Worst part about Disney is that mothers are either dead fucking terrible.
Yeah, villains.
Villains.
Yep.
Or fucking annoying, fun, like, squashers.
Suckers. Fun suckers.
There's no fun mothers at all.
There's gotta be a few.
There's
no?
not.
I can't think
I
of
promise
one.
You. If you and you
put
don't know Disney,
comments. Put in the comments.
There is think? Not a fun mother.
Motocrossed. That's the only other Disney movie I know. And the mom was cool as fuck.
No, she
yes, she supported the whole thing. She was like, yeah, you could pretend to be the son.
I'm thinking
and I'll take
Disney
you to
animated.
All the motocross.
Disney animated? You're thinking, I think you're thinking about regular
well,
mainstream
we're not talking
Disney.
About animated.
There's Disney Channel
no,
movies.
No, but I'm saying Disney Channel movies kind of like. You get a lot of like moms
motocross
like that
like
where
that.
You're like, like
whatever character.
They're just like fun suckers, which like
she didn't suck any
fuck
fun
me,
out.
Man,
she
like am I gonna be a mom fun sucker?
Xenon's parents were fine.
Yeah,
they
so
were
the
hard
action,
on her.
It's different. She was a rebel and she didn't get
they
her
hard
studies
on
correct.
Her.
They were hard on her.
Oh, she was a little teenager.
Your mom
right,
was
though.
Like,
you're
I
right.
need the thing for my head.
The parents' side of it all,
the
is,
migraine
is always leading a like is always helping in a story. It's never just like they're never just like kind of existing, you know. Yeah.
No, they're they're always
the purpose.
Like,
there's purpose for
they're
it.
They're always when you are that age, like how you see your parents.
I think it makes sense for at least for Marnie's character too, because she loves Halloween so much, and her mother's just really trying to stop it because she's doesn't want her to grow up a witch. She wants her to be normal like her father was. She just wants a normal life,
right?
That's her own mother's struggle. But you see how Marnie is at that's such a 13-year-old Disney thing. I was like, I'm practically an adult.
Oh my god,
you
she
are
was killing
13.
Me. I'd be like, bitch,
it's amazing because I felt that way.
Yeah, we all did. I think
at 13, I was like, I'm a fucking adult, and then I was like,
why? And then I look at my little cousin who's 13. I'm like, no, you're not.
Like,
even
16,
18, I was like, I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
We have
22. I'm an adult. I'm 30, and I'm like, I was a fucking
31. I'm like, why?
You have a skewed perceptive of what being adult is when you're a kid. Because as you get older, you realize, oh, adults do not have it together. If anything, they're worse than us at times.
Yep.
And I try to instill that in my niece. She's 16 now, but I try to say, like, really, really cherish these times, because, like, the older you get, the worse.
The worst.
I mean, she's working like 5 days a week, going to school 5 days a week, so she knows the struggle.
She's a good head on her shoulders.
But I'm just saying, be a kid as long as you can. Okay. Grandma turning the chicken wings into a chicken was hilarious. That might be one of my favorite parts of the movie. The headless shelter, that's what it was. What a legend. who would have expected a soup-filled candle to light a pumpkin would be evil? A soup-filled candle. That's not what it is.
Did you light the microwave? It was like double toilet in trouble. That was so cute.
There's a lot of like little things.
Little details.
Down.
Yeah. His last note is just end of the movie and Dylan still sucks. The kid's name is Dylan. Now
the brother.
Yeah. He didn't even like him at the end. I thought he was so cute.
Here's the real question. Halloween Town or Hocus Pocus?
So that's what I almost said at the beginning when I stopped myself. I actually think I might like Halloween Town better.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus all day.
I'm so split.
Because because if I'm going to turn on something to have Hocus in the back, it's always going to be Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus to me is more catered to me.
It's more rewatchable.
Yes.
It's more watchable as an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you see Sarah and you see like the jokes that went over my head as a kid for Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Don't go over my head now.
I
enjoy them now. Halloween Town is always for kids.
Yeah.
Was for kids, is for kids, will not change.
That's a good point. I agree. Okay.
I think I like Halloween Town. Like, I like watching Hocus Pocus once, maybe even twice during the Halloween season.
Yep.
Halloween Town, I could do every couple years.
Yeah.
I like to forget
about
it.
The fact that we've watched it now in September, I won't watch it in October.
It was also my first time watching it, so I was, like, really excited to be
it's a good time.
I wonder, what are the other ones I'm missing? What are their, like, staple Halloween?
Well, so Halloween Town 2.
I was going to mention this.
Okay.
So I was, at the beginning, I was saying, like, I used to want to stay up, right?
Yep.
There were many movies that I wanted to watch. Halloween Town.
Okay, I saw it.
Don't Look Under the Bed.
Never seen it. I should write these down.
I hated that one. It freaked her out so much.
I should
so
write
scary.
These down.
It's still scary.
Don't Look Under
that
the Bed.
That one is still scary. We should watch that one.
My Mom is Dating a Vampire.
Never seen
I love
it.
That one.
That's Disney?
Yeah, it's Disney.
Oh.
Oh my God, there's another one. Don't Look Under the Bed.
Is there a Trolls one? Not Trolls, but they're like little creatures.
Gremlins? No.
Gremlins?
That's not, is that Disney? But not Disney Channel movies. I'm thinking about Disney Channel movies that are playing every time.
Playing it up.
Maybe I'm thinking
Halloween Town. Oh.
Put Disney Channel movies.
Disney Channel
like original
Disney Halloween movies.
Disney.
Or scary. Spooky.
Channel. Okay.
My mom
Halloween High.
Vampire.
Halloween High.
Oh, Phantom of the Megaplex.
Never. Oh,
it was
Phantom
of the Megaplex.
I
it was a movie theater and there was like a phantom in the movie theater. It reminded me of Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, I never heard of that
Don't
one.
Look in Twitches.
Twitches! Oh my God,
What's
yes.
Twitches?
Tia and Tamara Mori.
Okay.
And Twitches too.
I remember the one with Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. Oh, Life Size?
Life Size.
That's not a Halloween movie.
No.
But Life.
I mean,
Tyra Banks
depends on
ran
how you look at
so
it.
Mario Robbie can run.
You
Life Size was the first Barbie
you
movie.
You can't tell me it's not terrifying to think of a Barbie coming to life.
Oh, no, it's so terrifying.
Yeah, that's Halloween to me.
Mom's got a Date with a Vampire.
Love
yeah.
that movie. There's a guy from
Tower of Terror.
Name. Tower of Terror.
That's a, it's not a Disney Channel original, is it?
That's a roller coaster insane. Run.
Anyway, those are the ones I think
I'll
of
I'll have to write some down and start watching them every Halloween. I guess I could just go on the Disney app and type in Halloween and see what pops up. That's probably
I think you should watch. I mean, rewatching Don't Look Under the Bed now.
Is it scary?
Yes. It's still scary.
It's scary to you?
Yes, it's
oh,
still
no,
scary.
I tried to watch it with Megan because I realized it put on Disney Channel and she hated it.
I feel like I'll be scared.
She got freaked out.
It's still scary.
It's freaky.
Honestly, might be more scary now.
Kinda, yeah.
What's it about?
It's I don't even know how to explain it.
A monster under a bed.
No, you're like you have a boogeyman. I don't know. It's not a boogeyman.
It's not
like
a boogeyman.
No, it's your invisible friend. So
Don't say that.
No, it's like
if it's Bob and he came to life.
So then once you stop believing and talking to your invisible friend,
God, I hate this.
They turn into a boogeyman.
I hate that.
And they're evil.
And then they become evil and they live under your bed.
I hate this.
And
so
that's
much.
Like,
and he's creepy. He has long ass nails and yellow eyes, and he's just.
This is the shit we watch as kids.
What's that movie with the mummy?
No wonder we're all
under
fucked
wraps.
Up.
Under wraps. That's another one I
like. There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the whole month. Every
I see
day,
why
I'm
we're
like,
all. Fucked
I gotta
up.
Stay up. I gotta stay up.
They pump these bitches out too. Like,
oh, they're
what was
so
the
good.
Like clockwork.
Why can't we do this anymore?
I think it was every month.
What's the magic?
Every month
missing?
Was a new movie. Yes, every month. Like, because you got double team.
You know what? So Halloween Town was shot in 24 days.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. This is what they should start doing
for $4 million.
Just pump them out.
Nice. Granted, that was 19
back then. Yeah,
that movie's probably made so much money since then. But they should try.
Well, they made like 7 movies after it. So
no, they made 3.
We need to bring
Halloween Town 2 and Halloween High.
Halloween Town High and then Halloween something else. And that's when they changed Marnie, and I'm like, nope.
We need to bring the magic back. Yeah. But I don't know how. Kids today are different than kids in the 90s.
Well, they have iPads. They have like Monster
they
have High.
They got iPads.
They got iPads.
Those kids. They got iPads.
They have Descendants. They have like the.
I like Descendants.
Yeah,
I
but
like,
that's already that's like know. Already 10 years ago.
I know. True. It is.
So I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's just it makes
What's
me sad.
What's the future gonna be?
It makes me sad.
Well, we gotta
I feel
start.
Like there was a couple of Nickelodeon
let's start right.
Movies.
Let's start a production company. The
no.
Betches production company.
No.
Let's make some kids.
Absolutely not.
Is probably already something, but
the Betches.
No.
Production company?
No.
We can make some Halloween
no,
movies.
Nope.
All right. That's Halloween Town. If you want to add to this conversation, wherever you're watching this, if you're watching on YouTube, you could just put in the comments how you felt about the movie. If you're watching it anywhere else, just go to our Instagram account. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Feel free to DM us at any time or click the link in the link tree. You'll find our everything.
Discord.
Our livelihood. Yeah, our Discord, which is great. But other
Return
than that,
to Halloween Town.
We'll
yeah.
see you
no,
guys.
Thank you.
That was the third one.
We'll see you guys next week as we continue on spooky season.
Twitches. I love Twitches.
Bye-bye.
Bye.